Hi, my name is Nick Burnett, and I'm here today to talk to you a little bit about podcasting, to give you an idea of whether or not this is something that you'd like to do for taking Comm Studies 103. This little 10 or 15 minute lecture should give you an idea of whether or not you can deal with the technology, whether or not you can deal with listening to a lecture from someone like me over your iPod or over your computer. So let's see what happens. Ultimately today, what I want to try and do is address three different questions that might come up as far as dealing with a podcasted class. If you're following along with the PowerPoint lecture or the PowerPoint slides, you'll be able to turn to the next page and see that there's three questions I want to talk about. The first is, why is it we're doing this? Why are we offering a podcasted set of sections for Comm Studies 103? The second question is, how is it exactly going to work? This is all pretty new. In fact, I'm not aware of any other class on the campus at Sac State being offered in this particular format, where we're going to have a lecture that's available and then a lab live once a week. We'll talk about how it'll work. And then the third question is, is this for me? Is this something that I want to try and do? Is this going to make me crazy? Am I able to deal with the technology? This is a good way for us to kind of get to take a look at doing that. Anyway, I'm real glad you're with us today. I'm very happy that you're trying out this new technology with me. It's an experiment, and I'll be the first one to admit that we don't know everything about what's going to happen with all of this, but I think you're going to enjoy it, and I think you're going to see the advantages as we go along. Let's turn to that first question of, why is it we're doing what we're doing here? Why are we podcasting these lectures for Comm Studies 103? Well, there's a few answers there. One of the first answers, of course, is that it allows you to time shift your lectures. That is, you don't have to be in a lecture hall at 9 o'clock every Monday morning in order to listen to this lecture. You can listen to this lecture at any time that you want to. You can listen to it at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can dip into a lab in between classes and a break that you might have and listen to it on any computer lab on campus. Ultimately, these formats will be available, or this lecture will be available, both as streaming media, which means that you can simply plug in a set of earphones or headphones to any computer on any lab on campus and be able to get these lectures. The other thing, of course, is that you'll be able to download these lectures. You'll be able to put it into any iPod. You'll be able to put it into any MP3 player. We're going to have a native MP3 file format, so it's not going to require anything very specialized. This will be a chance to use that iPod for something more than simply listening to great music. You can also listen to lectures. A second reason to do this kind of podcasting is that it allows for a more rational use of classroom space on campus. Now, I know this might not be really important to students, but I'll tell you, it's very important to the administration because we need to make sure that if we're going to be teaching classes in larger formats, that we have the classroom space to do it. This kind of class, where we have a once-a-week lab and a once-a-week lecture, has ultimately made the people who schedule classrooms just about crazy, because the way we had been doing it, we hadn't had a lecture every week. We staggered the lectures throughout the semester, and it meant that we used a large classroom less optimally than we could have. And so this allows for a more rational use of space. We're able to schedule the labs at times when people can actually get to them. We think this is going to work great, but again, we're going to be listening to you and seeing what you feel is the most important thing to consider as we move forward. A third reason to do these kind of podcast lectures is that they allow students who need to or want to listen to the lecture more than once. I've taught this class for nearly 10 years, and I've had a number of students who like to, for instance, record the lectures, or they work very hard taking notes because they feel like, well, boy, if once this information gets by, I'm never going to have a chance to listen to it again. Podcasting allows you to go back to either the whole lecture or a part of a lecture, something that maybe you didn't get the first time around, or something that you simply wanted to listen to again, not because I'm, you know, inherently that interesting, I'm sure, but because it's information that you need to review for an exam, or you need to listen to again before you do one of the exercises in the class. In any event, this gives you a chance to control lectures. It's like having a DVR for your classroom lectures. I know that after having a DVR in my TV set at home, I've often wanted to say, God, I wish I had that radio station on DVR that I can just turn it back. Well, this will allow you to turn me back, essentially. It allows you to listen to this lecture or these lectures anytime you want to or need to. A final reason why we're doing this is that it actually might allow you to come to campus a little bit less. We recognize that commuting is very difficult, that the vast majority of students on the Sac State campus ultimately are commuters, and we understand that there are costs associated with that commute. If there's a way for us to allow you to come to campus a little bit less, one day a week for this class instead of 2 days a week, you may be able to set a schedule that allows you to come to campus 3 days instead of four. We think that would be just terrific. It'll save on parking. It'll save on fuel. So we're doing it for green reasons, we think, as well. So we think there are pretty good reasons for doing this. But let's talk a little bit, and if you'll turn to the next PowerPoint slide, how is this exactly going to work? Well, it's going to work like this. You need to first sign up for a section of this class, Comm Studies 103, in one of the sections that I'm teaching. That's Nick Burnett, and they're sections 11 through 18. Any of those sections, and the labs are offered once a week at different times throughout the week, and you'll have an instructor who will be teaching those. You're going to meet with a lab instructor once a week, and you'll have lectures that you'll listen to. It may not be one every week. It may be some weeks where you'll need to listen to two or three lectures, and then you may go a couple of weeks where you don't have to listen to any. Ultimately, you're allowed to do the time shifting. You're allowed to make the choices. You'll be doing all of your speeches and taking all of your exams with your lab instructors. You'll need to listen to the lectures on a schedule that works for you, but there'll be points in time during the semester where we're going to say, okay, by now you should have listened at least to lectures 1 through 3, or by now you should have had at least 1 through 5 that you've listened to. We're going to make sure that you have a chance to listen to the lectures before you actually have to do the assignments in the class. That was more difficult when we had a class setup where people were doing a once a week lecture and once a week labs. This way you'll be able to listen to the lectures that you need prior to the assignments. One of the big controversies we went through in trying to decide how to set this thing up was whether or not we should use WebCT as kind of a portal, a place to store all of these lectures and communicate with students. And actually, after last semester, and for those of you who have WebCT classes last semester, you probably know what I mean, there were terrible technical problems in making sure that WebCT was working all the time. Frankly, I'm not sure that it's a necessary thing that we keep it behind WebCT. We're going to run this pretty much off my web page. And if you've already found this particular lecture, you've probably already found your way to my webpage, so I don't need to tell you how to get there. But ultimately, I think between the messaging capabilities of the new MySac State pages, between the kind of human contact that you're going to get with people with your lab instructor every week, I think that this is going to be a good solution that doesn't require that you get into WebCT in order to make this work. Finally, of course, there's going to be an online syllabus that I will do for the class. You'll also pick up kind of a mini syllabus from your lab GA, because it'll talk specifically about particular classroom practices, making sure to remind you to get rid of cell phones and turn them off and things like that, but also about how they would like to handle outlines and what kind of deadlines they want for you handing in outlines prior to speeches. I will be giving you the kind of general outline for the class, talking to you about the learning objectives, about the textbooks that's required, and the schedule for the once a week lab sessions and what you'll be doing in each session. It'll also give you an idea of when you need to listen to the particular lectures. So anyway, you'll be getting a syllabus from me, and you'll be getting a syllabus from your graduate assistant as well. The final question you need to ask yourself before you perhaps sign up for this class is whether or not this is right for me, and I'm now on the next page of the PowerPoint slides. I think you need to ask that question. That's a legitimate issue in these particular areas. I think the format of this class is probably not for everyone. The good news is we still have 10 sections of this class being taught in the traditional lecture lab situation. It's being taught by Professor J.C. Irwin, and you'll be able to sign up for those if you don't think this is going to work for you. That is, of course, if there's still room in those sections. The people who take this class, I think, need to be able to work independently. Since you're only going to be coming to class once a week for 75 minutes, you're going to need to schedule time to make sure that you get those lectures done, that you have a chance to listen to them and absorb the material that is in those lectures. And there's not going to be anybody kind of sitting behind you kicking your butt to do that. You're going to have to do that kind of all on your own. You're also going to need to have some modest, I think, technical skills. Frankly, if you can figure out how to work an iPod, if you can figure out how to download tunes off iTunes or some of the other music servers, you will absolutely be able to do anything technical that's needed to be done in this class. I don't think it's going to be that daunting for most people. In fact, it's probably more daunting for my fellow colleagues, the professors in my department and in your department over in the business school. It's more daunting for us because we haven't grown up with this technology and you have. So I'm guessing that you'll probably be able to work your way through these. Remember that there are 10 other sections of traditionally taught Comm Studies 103 that are available. I think that the Friday morning classes are probably full, but the Friday afternoon classes may still be available. You'll have to check on your MISAC state if that turns out to be a better situation for you. The final thing is that as a result of this being kind of an experimental format, we would very much like to have your input in the class and input into whether or not the podcasts work for you, whether or not we can make them better. And so in addition to regular teaching evaluations of your graduate assistant, the evaluations for me and for the course are probably going to focus both on your level of satisfaction with these kinds of classes, whether or not ultimately you feel this was a worthwhile way to take a class, and whether or not we should continue. We're also going to ask you not only levels of satisfaction, but also whether or not you think you learned in this class as well as you might have learned in a traditional class. Those are questions that we're curious about, and before we proceed with scheduling kind of further sets of these podcasts and situations, we think we want to have the answers to those questions, and I'm very excited that you'll be able to get us those answers. So on the final sheet of the PowerPoint slides are simply your chance to get in touch with me prior to the semester if you have any questions. Again, my name is Professor Nick Burnett, and I'm located over in the Communication Studies Department. I'm the chair of the department, and that means, unfortunately, that I'm actually going to be working all summer long. I am going to be gone between the 22nd of June and July 4th, but other than that, you should be able to get me pretty regularly on campus. My email is listed there. You may have already kind of found a way to find that if you've gotten my webpage, but it's simply nburnett, that's nburnett, at csus.edu. My campus phone number is 916-278-6508. And I'd love very much to hear from you if you get a chance to listen to this little mini lecture prior to the fall semester starting up. If there are some suggestions that you want to offer about formatting or the way in which we provide the files, I'd love to hear that. And I want to know whether or not this is making sense to you. So please send me an email or call my office and let me know. This particular file will be available very early in the summer. We're putting it out almost immediately so that we can have a chance for people to listen to this little lecture and see if this is something, a way they want their instruction delivered during the fall semester. That's about it for today. This has only been about a 13 and a half minute lecture, but I very much want to thank you for listening. And as I said, if you do listen to this particular podcast, and because you were curious about how things were going to run in the fall, please let me know whether or not there's anything I can do to make this a better experience. We're always looking to improve things, and we're looking for more new and creative ways to deliver instruction here at Sac State. Thank you very much. Goodbye.